You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. The storm brings to mind an awful lot of things going on, and it kind of comes down to some numbers for our next guest in dealing with their clients, Nancy Kane with AAA. Good evening, Nancy. How are you?
Fine, Cheryl. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. The storm is not over. The after effects of it for a lot of folks throughout the state, even my drive into the studio tonight was a little bit tricky. What did it look like through the eyes of AAA?
Well, it's been a very busy couple of days, Cheryl. Yesterday, we serviced more than 2,600 motorists. We had a lot of spin-outs yesterday, cars in ditches, dead batteries. And today, so far, the last time I checked, we were at 3,900, which, again, is not a record, but very, very busy. Today, what we're seeing is more people with this really heavy snow, people just getting stuck in it. We had a lot of cars that really couldn't get up the overpasses or the ramps, or just, you know, were spinning out on neighborhood streets. So really a tough couple of days for our Michigan motorists.
Well, and it certainly is. 3,900 calls, that's huge. That's statewide.
Yes, statewide. It is statewide. And those numbers, like I say, not a record, but very, very busy. And so everybody's hoping that we're not going to have too much more snow. We've had more snow, I think, this February than we've had the last few years, for sure.
Oh, definitely. I just read a story that said another 5 inches, and we will have set a record for the month of February in Michigan. So I, for some reason, we're on track for that, which is a little scary, frankly. And it's interesting that you said, Nancy, it's this thick, heavy snow is a lot of the problem. And we've gotten more snow than this before. I mean, we're at about a foot, you know, give or take a little either side here in the Lansing area. But just on a flat surface, trying to get out into an intersection is kind of tough.
It is, because it's a heavy, wet snow. And even when more and more people have told us they've cleared off their car and they start to drive, and snow will just fly off the roof and go on, you know, on the back windshield. It's like a force to be reckoned with, truly. And we do know that you just got to allow extra time to drive in this kind of weather, because even though the road crews have come through, right now we're starting to see some scattered, very slippery spots in that black ice. So even though the road's been plowed, you really need to be careful tonight and just pay attention to your driving.
Well, and you know, of course, we appreciate the kinds of things that AAA does. There were some big pileup accidents as well on 131. I know there was a terrible big pileup accident, and I imagine AAA was on the scene there.
Yeah, I know we were. That was about a 50 pile of cars. 50 cars, easy for me to say. 50 cars piled up. So quite a few, and even we've had our fair share of just one car pile ups here and there. So it's been a busy time for everybody, from our tow truck drivers to all the state police to anybody that's gotten in a car the last couple of days and spent twice as much time trying to get somewhere.
Well, absolutely. For those who don't know, and I can't, you know, I'm sure there are some who aren't aware of the services of AAA, and I'm not trying to make this a commercial for AAA, but I think it's important that folks know what an organization like this can do for you.
Well, we're a AAA, we're an auto club, and you pay your money, and when you pay your money, and on average it's about $45 for a membership, and for that money you get so many tows a year. You also can get discounts on show your card. You get hotels, theme parks, and actually many people will tell you truthfully that they use their membership card one time and it'll pay for their membership. So lots of discounts if you have any interest in traveling or buying services, even like flowers, different things. So that, and also we're a travel agency. You can get some great trips, and certainly anybody looking out the window today would be thinking about Florida, or, you know, going somewhere even further, you know, going to Mexico, or just going somewhere where it's nice and sunny and palm trees. So a lot of really good benefits, and thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Well, I think, you know, people know the name AAA, but they may not be aware, you know, some of the things you just mentioned I wasn't even aware of. And in talking about the website a bit, I mean, I'm on the website right now while you and I are speaking, and I'm looking at traffic tie-ups and construction. I mean, that's an invaluable service as well.
It sure is. And our website, truly, you don't have to be a AAA member. Anybody is more than welcome to go on to AAA.com and you can find information on gas prices or how much a hotel room will cost you or what kind of traffic is out there or, you know, any kind of travel trends. So there's lots of information. And one of our big things this year is teen driving safety. So we've got a lot of information for new teen drivers and their parents because it's kind of a daunting proposition when your young teen starts to drive. You know, it makes your hair turn white sometimes, but it's a rite of passage, and, you know, done right, it's a great thing.
And there are some changes in the laws with graduated licenses coming up, too, so I imagine that you could be a source for some of that accurate information as well.
Exactly, and in fact, March 30th, we're going to see some new laws here in Michigan, and AAA, we worked long and hard, along with lots of other folks, to get those laws passed. And what they do is they limit the hours that a new teen driver can be on the road. Right now, a teenager can drive till midnight, but we're changing, the law's changing, so they have to be off the road a little bit earlier, which will make them safer, and it generally limits the number of passengers that a new teen driver can have. And again, for a new teen driver, they need to pay all their attention to driving, just like today. If you've got a new teen driver out there today, make sure they know how to drive in snow, so just help them out. You want to do as much as you can to make them safe drivers. Because unfortunately, teen drivers, you know, they do have more than their fair share of accidents, and auto crashes are the leading cause of death for teens, so we want to change that.
Well, and these new laws are going to help in that direction, and I think it's important, Nancy, that teenage drivers understand these new laws are not there to be punishment. They are simply put in place because we care about them.
Exactly. When you and I learned to drive, it was a different world. You know, there's more cars on the road now, and the cars are much more technologically advanced. And we would take a few and get some driving lessons and get behind the wheel. And now, teens, there's so much more to it. And so it's good that it's graduated. You know, AAA was very instrumental in getting our graduated teen driver's license law. And really, we had one of the best laws in the country. And that was, you know, when a teen gets their license, they can't just get all their friends and jump in the car the day they get their license. You have to, you know, go spend some time with supervised driving with mom or dad and gradually build up. Just like swimming. When you wouldn't swim, you wouldn't take one lesson and jump in the deep end of the pool. You got to work your way up to these things.
Well, I'm telling my age, you know, there was just the radio or the tape in the car at the time when I was driving. Now, of course, there weren't, you know, cell phones. Boy, I'm really dating myself, Nancy. And the distractions are so incredible right now. I mean, yep, none of us are supposed to be texting and driving. It's illegal in the state, but the distractions are innumerable.
They sure are, from a new passenger in the back seat to changing the radio station, which if they're listening to you, they shouldn't change. But so many other things, too, and you want to be careful. You know, from maps and AAA, we're a big provider of maps, and we've got some great applications, but we don't want you to do it while you're driving. You know, if you need to look up something or you need to talk to somebody, pull off the road, especially on a night like tonight where you really need to pay attention to your driving.
Well, and safe driving tips are so important as well. I mean, if you're stuck, call for help. You know, a lot of times, don't try to get out of some of these situations by yourself. It can get you into big trouble in a hurry.
It sure can. And one other thing we should mention, too, Cheryl, like a night like tonight, if you do have car trouble, it's never advisable to get out of your car in the line of traffic. You really want to gauge what's going on around you. You're much safer to stay with your vehicle than get out, you know, and chance of getting hit. Or if you're in some more of a rural area, chance of getting out and wandering around and kind of not figuring out where are you and getting lost in this kind of weather. So the best thing is to be prepared the best you can and have a cell phone. So if you do have a breakdown, you can call AAA or somebody else for help. So be prepared. A night like tonight, you don't want to run out of gas tonight. You don't want to get a flat tire. You don't want your battery to go dead. So you want to be prepared and take good care of your vehicle.
So all those things our folks told us growing up.
Exactly. The old Boy Scout motto, be prepared. In the winter, you carry a snow brush in your car. You carry an ice scraper. You carry a good set of boots, hats, gloves. Just be prepared.
Very good. Well, Nancy, thank you for your time tonight. And I appreciate AAA being out there to help us out on nights like this and weekends like this.
Well, thank you so much. It's our pleasure, and you drive safe. And I look forward to talking with you soon, Cheryl.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I will as well. We've been speaking with Nancy Kane with AAA. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. David Harker, Fox 47 meteorologist, and then we'll go out to the Frederick Meyer Gardens in Grand Rapids.